The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 29th of August, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning there, Bad Bob. How are you?
And good morning, Carl.
You know, I always come back in here on... I don't know what day it is. Well, I don't know who was in here last night.
This would be
Wednesday. Who's in here last night that just completely pops the rubber bands that hold the microphones?
I don't know.
Spot.
We try to educate them on, you know, grab the edge instead of the center.
Maybe have to put out new rules here.
We had somebody come in and do some voicers. Anyway. Beautiful morning. Sun just starting to come over the horizon. Widespread haze today. The high only near 87. Hallelujah. Overnight low in the 50s.
I'm glad I brought my coat today.
Similar conditions tomorrow. It'll warm up on Friday. The high into the low 90s. It'll be warm but not toasty over the weekend with daytime highs in the mid-90s. Overnight lows in the right around the 60-degree mark. Currently in downtown Reading, we are at 64 degrees. Checking the fires, the car fire remains static at 229, 651, 97% containment. Still hot spotting inside. Firefighters will continue to put out those hot spots and secure the containment area. We're down to just 16 engines, 40 water tenders, 7 hand crews, and a few dozers. 586 people working that fire. So it's sort of in the wind down phase.
Where do you think the other 4,000 people that used to work on
this
fire
went to? Redistributed to all of the other
Mendocino,
fires.
Orange
Mendo
County.
Complex, yes.
Oh, gosh, they're everywhere.
Hearst fire's a big show in town.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. 30,825 acres.
That's
31% containment. McLeod River Club remaining under mandatory evacuation. Threat to PG&E power lines. We talked about that yesterday. But there are a bunch of fires, including the Natchez up in Oregon. We talked about the Mendo, the Stone Fire. So there's still a lot of fire activity, and we are just now entering the peak of the fire season, you want to wrap your brain around that concept.
Wow.
But,
all of this. All the weather, the fire updates, and the air quality index.
I have one more info bit
That's for you.
Downtown Reading by Turtle Bay and over at the air quality office, we are below the 100 mark for the first time in weeks. 84 at Turtle Bay, 91 at the air quality office. If you go out to Palisadro, breathe deep because they're down at 68. These, of course, are those very small particles. So it's not clear, but it's a whole lot better than it was.
You know, we're taking 4 minutes of the show now.
To do
the weather. Well, no, but that's what I mean. We're taking like 4 minutes, which isn't a long time, but 4 minutes, and we do the weather. But now, you know, but when you get fires of dimensions that we've had, and then the air quality index, which we feel like you really need to know about, because we're talking about the air quality index. We're talking about stuff that gets into your lungs. And when you're out there, you know, oh, gosh, it's 90, and it's been like 400. Well, that's still not optimum. And yesterday, for the first time, I saw blue sky. Unless it's been out there and I just haven't seen it. But yesterday was really blue sky.
The moon looked like the moon and not a red basketball.
Like a red, you know, red rubber ball. That's what you ought to be playing out there. You know, red rubber ball.
Played that several times, and then it got to be a really bad joke.
Hey, you know, I've got good news here.
Yay.
There's good news.
A lady by the name of Georgianne Moore. What a nice lady. Her husband was in the Army from 1947 to 49, stationed in Germany with the U.S. Constabulary. And he passed away in 2017. But he was very much into history and loved to do anything to do with aircraft. Mm-hmm. And Georgianne brought me three of his books. And one of them was Guadalcanal Diary, about the first time, the first place really the Americans went into the offensive, American forces in World War II, in the Battle of Guadalcanal. And then she also, and one of them was about a Marine. The next book was about a Marine that bailed out, had to bail out at 30,000 feet during a thunderstorm, and how it took him 30 minutes to get down.
Oh,
whoa,
wow.
Yeah. But the last one was about World War One, the flying, you know, the World War One, the squadrons during World War One, written by a guy by the name of First Lieutenant Bott, an American. And, I mean, is that a special book?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we're related. I haven't really had a chance to look at it and go back and see where this guy's from and all this stuff. But Bott was also from, but it was, you know, it was an English name. But it was also, you know, of course, American name. So, Georgianne, thank you so much for that. I really, really, really appreciate it. And it's such a nice card.
Yeah. You know, since we lost the entire, in essence, lost the month of August locally, let's face it, nice to be able to start seeing these normalcy things creep back into our lives
because the fire ate August. And we have to do that. And so when you start seeing, you know, stories about geese invasion of the North State, I mean, you know, the Canadian geese are no longer Canadian geese, by the way. You know that, right? Canadian geese are, to me, Canadian geese live in Canada and come through on their way south. Yeah. We don't have Canadian geese. We have Redding geese. They shouldn't be given any type
of feral geese.
They're feral geese like hogs, like pigs. You should be able to shoot them year-round. And hunt them year-round. They're an invasive species that don't belong here. And, you know, and when you see them, and you go out on the golf course, I mean, you are picking your way through goose crap. And it's like, you know, Patton said, he says, going to go through them like crap through a goose. Well, let me tell you something. The geese have, you know, you go into sidewalks, you go into parking lots, and the geese are there. We have transient feral geese. So,
why should they be any different?
They go where they want, they sleep where they want, and they poop where they want. You know? Is there a theme going on here? Yeah, there you go. Geese invasions common in the state. Well, there were geese on this, golf course. And it was just, you know, they were tearing up this golf course. And the assistant groundskeeper was trying to always chase him away, and he was losing. He was just losing all the time. You know, geese did what they want. And one day
they're like gophers with wings.
Yeah. And so one day he goes home, and he had left his border collie or Shetland sheepdog, one of the sheepdogs.
Yeah.
In his house, the dog was bored and had just shredded pillows.
Oh.
So the next day he takes him to work, and he sees, you know, the dog immediately goes after the sheep and tries to hurt him.
The geese.
And the geese are like, they don't like it, and they're running away. And he looks at it, and he goes, So with a little bit of training, he starts the geese, you know, he starts this project where the dog is trying to herd the geese, and the dog gets after him, pushes him into the water, and it stands on the edge of the water, in the water, looking at him. And the geese don't like it, so the geese are leaving. So he thinks about it. He ends up starting this business that was earning, because he was using franchises, teaching people how to teach their dogs how to do this, to keep geese away from public areas. He makes, you know, he had $1 million business based on the fact of keeping geese away. And PETA rolls in and agreed, saying, well, this isn't bad. The animals are not being hurt. They're not being bitten. They're not being shot. They're not being, all these things. The dogs are just pushing them away, and the geese would go to another place.
Is this a metaphor? Because I'm really thinking the post office.
I'm just saying, is it works on geese. I'm not sure that you might have to use something instead of a Shetland sheepdog. You may want to use a
German Shepherd,
a grizzly bear, which, by the way, they're having a big battle over that in Montana Montana has said, you know, their fishing game has said, we've got enough bears here. We can now hunt. There's 22. We could have 22 permits because Let's just face it. There's, you know, these are pretty dangerous animals. They are killing livestock, but they're also encroaching on, you know, in human areas. And but we can harvest 22 of these animals. Well, of course, no, you can't kill a bear. Let the bear kill a few people, and then, you know, then we'll talk about it. Well, now it's up to a judge to see if they can hunt grizzly bear in Montana, even though they have a surplus of grizzly bears. You can't hunt them on the parks. You can't do any of that stuff. But
can we take a couple of them down to, say, the Capitol and just turn them loose in the corridors? Well, might improve the situation down there.
Their fish and game department and the ranchers and people who live out there saying, look, we've got enough bears. Why can't we harvest some of them? You harvest deer. Why not harvest the bear? Because it's a bear. It's a bear. It's endangered. No, it's not endangered. It's not even, what's the other word they use? Potential to be endangered.
Not protected.
Or not, you know, whatever it is. No, they've got enough bears in Montana to shoot some. So it's going to be interesting what happens with that. I've got all types of things here today. I want to talk about California when I get back. Governor Brown signed the No Cash Bail Bill, made it into law. What's that mean to you, and what's it mean to your local bail bond company? We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. If you have not had your filters cleaned, air ducts looked at, and the outside fins cleaned off, and then just had a really good thorough cleaning of your system, you are breathing in this stuff that's going to impact on your life later on. And Alliance Heating and Air can do that. Plus, get your heaters ready. I know it's hard to think about that, but they can also take a look at your whole system to see what happens. What happens the first time you turn on your heating system? Can you imagine everything that's in there? You're going to be a little, you know what? It's going to look like a cartoon, and you turn it on, and you walk it back in the room, and you're just, like, your hair's all frizzed out, and you're covered with soot.
That pig pen thing.
Oh, yeah, that pig pen's going to look clean compared to you. Go to Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691. And ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
KCNR. Free.
You keep poking me, don't you? Oh, blue sky. What's it? Mr. Blue Sky?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of Mr. Blue Sky. Philangi. 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 29th of August, 64 degrees. It's only going to go up to 87 today, my friends. Air quality index is actually, it's not perfect, but it's under 100.
A lot more breathable than it was.
It's a lot more breathable, but it still doesn't mean you can go out there and just suck it in and run for like 12 miles. The weather report's brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane. In this portion of the show, I think it's appropriate to bring this section, a segment of the show by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice. That's right. They have all types of firearms that you could want. They have the classes on concealed carry. They have it. But what sets them aside? What sets this John Bastiani and Sarah Bastiani aside is their customer service and the way they work with people and the way you're treated. You're not going to be treated any better anywhere than at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. The reason I wanted to have Bastiani Arms bring us this segment, because we're going to talk about the no bill bail that was just signed in. As you can see, it's the historic cash-based bail system has just been done away with here in California. He signed Senate Bill, Governor Brown signed Senate Bill 10 and yesterday, and called it a major step toward fairness. He says this, you know, the senator that put it up here says, well, wait a minute, this makes it more fair. It just says, you know, if you're rich, you shouldn't be able to get out, and if you're poor, you stay in. Critics, though, say the changes are a lot more complex than that, and it creates a less fair system. So why is that? Why would it be? The current law says if someone's arrested, a person typically has a constitutional right for bail. Well, that's what the bail bondsman does, because the bail bondsman will set up the bail, but they're going to charge you around 10% for that. Sometimes they're going to take, you know, you can sign your property, you know, put your property up for the bail. But what they do then is they, now that their money's on the line, they pretty much ensure that that person on bail gets back into the courtroom. And if they don't, they lose a lot more money than the person putting up the bail. You hear these things where people have taken seconds out in their house for their, you know, for their son or daughter that so they can post bail for them, and then the kid leaves, and then they've just lost a lot of money. Of course, the bail bondsman does not quit, because if they finally get them and bring them back in, they get their money back. Under current law, the bail amounts are established by judges in each county. Each crime carries its own bail amount. Now, it doesn't mean that every crime gets bail. If it's a murder, a capital crime, something to do with sex, things like this, they can they can opt not to have bail. And you've seen this before. And it's usually on something pretty heinous. And so what does the bill do? This bill eliminates the cash payment bail system and creates a risk-based pre-trial analysis. This is going to cost the taxpayers around $200 million a year, because what they're doing is they're pushing this down to the county. So the judicial system is going to say, these are the rules we want you to play under. But the county has to put together a group that looks at every criminal that's arrested and give them a risk-based pre-trial analysis. A risk-based pre-trial analysis.
All they're doing is adding bureaucracy to the system.
A person whose risk to public safety and the risk of fleeing is determined to be low, they would be released with the least restrictive non-monetary conditions possible. So that means, you know, pat them on the butt. Hey, come on back here in a month when your trial's here. And these conditions are not specified by the law, but might include a monitor. We'll slap a monitor on your leg there, which, by the way, has become kind of a status symbol to many people in Reading. Because you seem to see them everywhere. They're wearing shorts and they've got their ankle monitors on. Anyway, and they're required to check in with authorities between hearings. Now, are we hearing something here? So what this is, medium-risk individuals. Now, those are low-risk. Now, what's a low-risk individual? Oh, that's the guy that steals your – that's the guy that breaks into your house. That's the guy that just steals stuff. This is the heroin dealer that's been arrested the 16th time that's on the front page of the Reading Record Searchlight. That's those guys. So – Should we put a little monitor bracelet on them? I'm sure that will keep them there. Now, medium-risk individuals could be released or held, depending on local standards, under the new law. All right? High-risk individuals will remain in custody until their arraignment or would anybody who has committed certain sex crimes or violent felonies is arrested for driving under the influence for the third time in less than 10 years. If you've been arrested three times on 11 years, when you say you have a problem,
how often were you not arrested?
It was already under supervision. Okay. It introduces a process for the prosecution to file for preventative detention, blocking release pending trial if they believe no conditions would ensure public safety or the defendant's appearance in court. Now, if you think about that, the prosecutor say, hey, I think this guy's not going to come back. You know what? He's had 12 failures to appear. At that point, the judge could keep him in jail. But he couldn't keep him in jail in Shasta County because Shasta County is full. Now, and that takes us to the next step. They say the current batch, how is the risk assessment, this is set up by the California Judicial Council. And the counties, like I said, will conduct the evaluations. Why do this? They say because the present system is unsafe and unfair because release decisions are made on a person's bank account. No, I'm not here in Shasta County. You see, here we go again with these that you've got. The thing about bail does, what's the thing that bail does that we don't have in our other parts of our system?
It gives them
bail ensures that they're going to be there for trial. Every one of them should be on bail. Every one of them should be on bail. That way, the bail bondsman, Holly and all the rest of them out there would have, they've got like a little platoon of guys and girls running out there and catching these people and pushing them back in for trial. Well, they've made it so that they can't do that. And they've also, now at this point, there is no bail.
Yeah.
There is no bail. According to this, and whether you're rich or poor. You can't, that they look at you on your assessment. Okay, I go out and what do? I do something, I
commit some.
Some crime, yeah. Some crime. Now they look at me that ordinarily I would be in jail and I'd do my bail. And they don't care because, I could pay my bail or I could pay for a bail bondsman, if it's a small crime. But now I wouldn't even do that. I'd go in front of a board and they say, okay, Carl, we know that you've got a job here in town, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here, come back here in 2 months for trial.
How long does it take to get in front of that board?
Well, that's the problem. No, there's a question there.
And are you wandering around in the meantime?
If you're arresting 12, if you're doing going in there 20, 30 people a day, which is what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
And see, right now we're just turning them loose. We're just giving them, because a lot of, remember AB 109 and 4757, it reduces those to like misdemeanors. The misdemeanors you can be put in jail for, especially if you've had like five or six or seven of them. This whole thing is, you know, you can see what they're saying. Hey, what if somebody, you know, they got him for running a red light and hitting somebody and he kills them? Okay? And so they put him in jail, and his bail is set at $20,000, and they don't have the $2,000 to get out. So he just, that he or she has to stay in jail until their court case is called.
Is that not up to the judge to determine?
Well, the judge can do that. It can. Well, that's what they're saying now is the judge can say, well, I'll keep you here. Because now, who's opposed to this thing? Besides, you know, at the beginning, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, they initially sponsored the bill, but now they are not for it. And why? They're saying it gives, and this is what you just hit on, it gives too much discretion to judges to keep people locked up. The judge can say, nah, I think you are a risk. You're going to stay in jail. Mm-hmm. And people that say that, well, it just means is that this presumption of innocence is gone. Well, the judge has seen the same person probably five or six times. He just goes, well, you're staying in jail. The bail bonds people, they're fighting this like crazy. But their jobs, their companies are essentially
moot.
I'm not even sure. You know, I've got to get somebody like Holly in here. You know, Holly Bail Bonds. You know, Holly Bail Bonds again, and have her come in and explain this. But the bail bonds industry, according to them, says we're insurance agents, just like anything else. We're insurance agents, and if somebody is not showing up, we're the ones that pay for it. We make sure that they show up. I'm thinking there probably should be more bail people. Anyway, it's going to cost us $200 million, and this is what happens. So it's going to take them a while to get this thing together. It starts October of 2019. They've got a year to figure it out. But here seems like another layer of bureaucracy that we're going to be paying for. And I want to know is, how do I get on that board?
Yeah.
How can I apply to be on that board? Do I have to have been a lawyer? No, I don't think you have to be a lawyer or a judge or anything to be on this. What you have to be is somebody that cares about this community and looks at them and says, you know what, buddy? I think you are a risk.
Does the defendant's lawyer go before the board and say we're not a risk?
I don't know.
Pretty done deal that these boards will be packed with community activists.
Well, then I'm
because they breed like rats.
Then I'm going to become a community activist. All right. That's your new bail. Like I said, we got to get a hold of Holly or one of the other bail companies and have them come in here quickly and say, this is what it means. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Another way. Reach out, touch base.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trimes every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Wednesday, the 29th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And I just, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. It's your local bank. It's your local friends down there. They also experienced fire, the kiss of the dragon. So you go down there to see if you need some help and you need to talk to some experts down there. Talk to Cornerstone Community Bank. See how they're moving local dreams forward, even during the aftermath of this disaster for you survivors out there. And we're all survivors. By the way, I'm not going to use the word ever again, victims, when it comes to this fire or anything like this. We're survivors. We survived the fire, and we're going to move forward. You know, our families, yeah, that's the way it's got to be.
Hear, hear.
Okay. 605-4567. You know, I just talked about the bill. We're going to try and get, like I said, Friday, we're going to try and get one of our bail bondsmen in here to see what that impact is. Because according to the head of the bail bonds, you know, the consortium or whatever here in California, says it's going to destroy jobs, hundreds of jobs, and it's going to cost us $200 million to sit there and figure out who needs to be in jail and who doesn't. And if you know what, I kind of like to think this is kind of final thoughts on this, is that after AB 109, after Prop 47, Prop 57, and then now this, what in the hell are they thinking of? I mean, right now, our jails,
criminals are victims.
Jails are filled everywhere. The jails are full everywhere, except Alameda. Alameda's got a lot of spots there, and they charge a lot of people, and they charge money to bring them in there. But they've got spots, but everybody else is filled. We look at where we're at. We're filled. And even if they say, oh, okay, this will get people out without bail, they can't make their bail, you know, then they can leave the jail. But that's not going to make any difference. It's not going to save any money. Because we have a waiting list for our jail. You have, you know what, you've, please, here, sign here, and you can be on this waiting list to get into our jail. And I think most jails are like that. Anyway. Okay. Senate Bill 10. I don't understand it. But, hey, that could just be me. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Carl. You're talking about this bail bonds thing. About 2.5 months ago, a bunch of us were down at Robert Matsui Courthouse in Sacramento and stuff. And we had several bail bondsmen come to talk to us and about what you're talking about now. And they told us about it, you know, 2 months ago or so. already has a building, 8 or 10 stories they're building right behind Robert Matsui Courthouse to take care of what you're talking about. Can you imagine with all the added stuff that California is doing about letting people out of prison, our governor letting them out now that have been put away for years for marijuana and anything to do with marijuana, he's releasing all of them. How big is our courthouse going to have to be in Shasta County here in Redding?
Well,
are we going to have to quadruple it?
I think what they're going to do is I think they are literally going to probably have to take a section of it, or they're going to have to rent another building and put together the bureaucracy to make this happen. Because you've got to have a board. So, how, you know, does the board meet from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the afternoon? And then how many can they see in one day? I mean, you've got to figure these out. And what are the rules going to be? And then those people, then, how big is it? Are they going to have, like, two groups of them or just one group? A group of three, a group of five?
Can I get a job doing this?
Yeah. Well, and then and here's the thing.
Are jails going to have to be now? Are we going to re-put them back in jail? Are we going to turn them loose on the public to do whatever
what
happens to our public? We don't care about them.
Well, what about a judge that says, you know what, I've had it with these guys, you know, where it says I have to, you know, I've had to release them, but you know what, I'm not releasing you. I'm putting you, you're a flight risk. You're not even going to go out there. So that could just, you're right, that could just stack the jails. But we, you know, we're limited. If we built another 600 person jail, which is the size of, for Shasta County, for the amount of people in Shasta County, you know, on. We should have a 1,000-person jail, believe it or not, right here in Shasta County.
At least.
Well, and so we could probably fill up a 1,000-person jail, not all the time.
There's a petition, Carl, going around, and I hope people look for it. It's called to support the Second Amendment. And I hope people find this, and it's at every gun store in Shasta County that I know of right now, and go sign that. And that's for open carry in Shasta County, and we'll stop this problem.
Well, that's one way of doing it. That should be interesting in the state of California.
Yes.
But you know what?
Because the sheriff said he's a constitutional sheriff. Let's find out if he is or not.
Okay.
We'll have open carry.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Thank
Bob.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so you took a video of me the other day when I was dancing. I never want to see that again.
Okay.
Nor do I ever want to see it on Facebook. But you can send it to me, though.
Okay. The question was in the text of vigilantism.
Oh, well, see, vigilantism has not reared its head yet.
I'm curious what the laws are there, though.
Well,
I don't know.
The laws are is that vigilantly taking the law in your own hands is wrong. I mean, this is what they say. You can protect your own property. You can protect up to a point. You're not, you know what, if you use deadly force on somebody that's stealing your wheelbarrow, you got to ask yourself, is it worth shooting somebody over that
mm-hmm.
or killing somebody over your wheelbarrow? However, in defense of your life, defense of the lives of others, you can do that. You can use deadly force there. Six police shot and killed a guy 2 days ago. The one that was attacking cars and jumping on cars and throwing things and drinking, he had a big knife.
Charge at him with a knife.
And he said, you know, and they said, drop it. And he said, come get me. And I don't know at that point if he charged at them or if, but as soon as he started forward, that was it. And he was dropped. Now, the police, you're saying, well, there's six police there and blah, blah, blah. Six police with the guy with the knife. And frankly, they told him to drop the knife and he wants to, you know, and then he comes at them.
It was suicide by cop,
like, obviously. But if you got, but you've got, it's your home and somebody breaks in your home and at that point your life is in danger, yes, you can use it. Now, and this has happened, you know, the more, and you're seeing it more and more and more happening in Shasta County. Last year they had 4 cases that came up to the DA and every one of them was justified shooting. We just had one 2 weeks ago where a guy was attacking a man holding a 4-month-old baby and kept punching him and he almost dropped the baby and the guy wouldn't stop and so he drew his own weapon, a concealed carry, and shot the guy. The police came. There were no charges.
Mm-hmm. So now the DA has to sign off on that, but it's highly unlikely.
They have to sign off on that. That's correct. But you know what? It's not. You know what? I'm not finished. I'm not finished with the state of California yet.
Yeah.
No. You know, you don't realize that how blessed we are to live in this bubble called Northern California. And when I say that, it's you see things that are happening that impacts on us. Like there's no bail. You know, okay, doing away with bail. Okay. That will impact on us. Or you see these things where, oh, you can't do this to these people. They have all these rights. And, you know, and then you go down to the post office. You go to the post office, and there's like 30 people there. Then you go down to South City Park, and you can't count them. So the police sweep through there, and they're pushing them out all during the night. What do you got, Bob, before I go for a break here?
Buddy? A caller wanted to know if we had talked about the real ID debacle.
But
apparently nobody in Sacramento said, this could be a problem if we dumped all this on the DMV. Hello, have you been to the DMV lately?
Well, wait a minute now. Okay, we can say this, but we've known for 10 years that you had to have an ID card. Now, the state of California has known that. And the state of California has given extra money to the DMV for this. And now the DMV has come back at the last minute and said, we need millions more to make this happen. But, you know, the fact is the DMV got that money. So what did they do with that money? And a Republican lawmaker down in Sacramento says, well, let's just do an audit, see where all the money went to. Guess what? Democrats don't want that. Oh, sorry. There'll be no audit of the DMV. DMV is obviously doing a good job. And you know why they say that? You know why they say it?
They have their own little office.
They have their own office. I read that to you all. I told you about that several weeks ago. People in Sacramento have their own private DMV office for the lawmakers and their staffs. Now, is it marked DMV? No. It's just a door. With a little eye hole. It looks like a speakeasy. And you go in there, there's two people in there. You come in, you get everything done right there. And you can make appointments and walk down there, and it's taken care of. And so they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry the fact that, oh, look, I left off this one piece of information. Well, you're going to have to bring back your find your birth certificate and eight other things to come back down here. Well, wait a minute. I don't have that. Well, you're just not going to get something. You're not going to ever be able to fly again.
I went to the DMV yesterday. I made an appointment.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half there so that my sticker can get changed from orange to blue. And I spent an hour and a half of my time. I'm trying to run my own business and do all of these other things with my life. And it's the amount of work that it takes to get my sticker to go from orange to blue is absurd.
Well, I always am late doing that anyway, so they get their money out of me. But, hey, 605-4567, give us a call once you think, because when we come back, I'm going to be talking about Alameda School District. And they have, you know how you always talk about, you know, raising the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Alameda School District has just lowered the bar when it comes to school. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training in Reading here, located at 2345 Athens Avenue, over 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for a free week and at www.edfitness.com. That's Everyday Fitness and Training on Athens. All right, we'll be right back talking about how Alameda School District has single-handedly in the state of California lowered the bar.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses.
Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's like 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Here in your community radio station, your local talk radio station. You know where?
Locally owned.
Locally run. And you know what? We're kind of like, you know, you start talking about endangered species. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, but this is, it's true. You're kind of an endangered species when you're standing out here by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of the stations, and especially around here, are owned by corporations. Sometimes the corporations not, you know, well, never are the corporations from around here. And then, but you have, you know, we're here, and I've been, you know, there may be a couple others somewhere in the Northern California area that's just, you know, local guys and girls. So it's, when we say that your local community radio talk radio station is, it's kind of like, yeah, and it's just, we are becoming an endangered species, and especially AM. That's why we're expanding out to FM, and here soon. And as soon as we get all the towers, you know, repainted and everything from the fires.
On that note, real quick, if you like what you're hearing here, make sure you make an effort to support locally owned businesses and all of the advertisers that support this radio station.
Yeah,
because they help keep this building and this. Locally owned.
There you go. And that's true. You know, and we are supported by local businesses here. We have a national brand and maybe a regional brand, but the overall, all of our advertisers are your neighbors and your businesses right here in town, and we're real proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Alameda. the San Jose School District down there, Alameda, rolled out a revised dress code policy. This is for 2018 and 19, which the San Francisco Chronicle describes as among the most permissive in the Bay Area. If it's the most permissive in the Bay Area, what do you think it is in the rest of the state? Okay, you ready for this? According to the policy, hats, hoodie, sweatshirts, leggings, yoga pants, skinny jeans, midriff-bearing tops, pajamas. Did you get that one? Pajamas. Ripped jeans, as long as the underwear is not exposed. Tank tops, including spaghetti straps, halter tops, and tube tops are all fair game. Sweatpants, shorts, skirts, dresses, pants, religious headwear, athletic attire and clothing with logos are still allowed. Also allowed. You cannot wear anything with language or imagery promoting drugs, alcohol, violence, hate speech, profanity, or pornography, as well as visible underwear or bathing suits. Your clothes have to cover your genitals, buttocks, aerial nipples with opaque material. Opaque material, not bras anymore. Those are gone. Mm. The other ways, it's kind of like everything goes.
And let me take a wild guess here. By default, an NRA or an American flag T-shirt or any number of things will be. That is promoting hate.
Well, no, see, that always goes back to the principal of school and always has been. But here, we believe these changes. Now, this is the chief academic officer of the Alameda Union School District. We believe these changes will reduce inequitable and unnecessary discipline and help us maximize learning time.
It'll reduce discipline, all right.
Well, you know what? I'm glad they're saying it because, you know, our scores keep dropping and dropping and dropping. Every year. We believe also, they said that the school board officials agreed to change the dress code after some female students complained about feeling body shamed from enforcement of the old dress code, like things like you have to wear things that cover your body. You're body shaming me. I can't. Okay, so here you are. Are you going to allow your 16 or 17-year-old or 15-year-old girl to go to school without underwear on, wearing a tube top, and an extremely short skirt? Well, yeah, you have to. And what if you got your 15, 16, or 17-year-old son, or 14-year-old son, who's sitting there in class with the girls that are dressed like this? So what they're saying is,
and don't forget,
guys,
the unisex bathroom.
Get used to this, guys. You know what? This is life. And you can't say anything to them. You can't, you know, you can't come on to them. Can't come on to girls. And you shouldn't. You know, you shouldn't, you know, have any reaction to them at all. This is going to be quite the learning experience at Alameda.
And 16,
I can't wait to see what happens in the school.
16-year-old Johnny decides he's a girl today.
Well, that's been going on for a couple of years. Anyway, so
throw all that into the same pot.
I think that, you know, when you do something like this, I don't quite understand why we're lessening standards. You know, it used
we're
to be
free.
We're
freeing the children.
We're freeing the children from the, you know, how many people were body shamed? Was it like 1,000? Was it 2?
Learn to.
Let's go to Rob. Rob, we just got a couple minutes left, buddy.
Yeah, sure, Carl. Hey, the bad test scores in California, they have to be because of what the kids are wearing and not because so many of them think that marijuana is okay to smoke because everybody's doing it and it's legal here in California now. And
no, I think you're right. I think it has all to do with the fact that you're being constrained by those Levi's or a skirt went down to your knees, or the fact that you had to wear underwear. I think that was the reason that our test scores in math and, you know, science are just you know, plummeting, is because of the dress code. I can't wait to see how Alameda's Union School District's test scores are going to skyrocket this year.
To be continued. Have a good day, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, I'm seeing this. I would not want to be a male teacher in high school in this day
no.
and age.
Well, let me tell you, it was bad enough back when I got my degree, and I was a student teacher, and they were experimenting with these, you know, the dress codes where, you know, the women teachers could wear blue jeans and this kind of stuff, which was, you know, big back then. But I, as a male teacher, had to wear a tie. Mm-hmm. I was being discriminated against. So I would wear
the loudest tie you could find.
I would wear red ties and all types of stuff, red Levi's, you know, because, hey, if you guys say you can do that, you know, but it was. But even back then, even when there's dress codes, you know, it's you know, the it the lack of a dress code. I guess you could say they have a dress code because you can't expose parts of your body, you know.
Yeah.
And it's certain parts of your body that you don't see in, you know, magazines or something. Or in the Kim Kardashian. Oh, I mentioned Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. 10 years, and I mentioned her name. I'll never do it again. All right. Hey, we come back. We're going to be talking FEMA when we get back here in Small Business Administration and how that's going to work to help put some of these businesses back in, or if you've had a business that's been impacted on by the fires, how you can get some relief from that. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Even better than expected, revised government figures show the economy grew at a rate of 4.2% in the second quarter. That's an improvement over the initial growth figure of 4.1%. The final farewells to Senator John McCain begin today in his beloved Arizona.
McCain will lie in state in the Capitol in Phoenix with a private ceremony before the public is allowed inside. It's the first of 2 days of services before McCain leaves his longtime home for the last time and arrives here in Washington, where close friend Lindsey Graham paid an emotional tribute yesterday on the Senate floor.
I believe there's a little John McCain in all of us. And the little of John McCain, practiced by a lot of people, can make this a really great nation.
McCain will again lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda Friday before a memorial service Saturday. He'll be buried at the U.S. Naval Academy on Sunday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump effect in evidence in Florida yesterday. Trump endorsed Congressman Ron DeSantis, beat the odds. He won the Florida Republican gubernatorial primary.
I'm out there fighting for term limits. I'm fighting for things like when Congress has this slush fund for sexual harassment settlements, I blow the whistle on that stuff. So I'm not always the most popular guy in D.C., but I did have support from someone in Washington. If you walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, he lives in the White House with the pillars in front of it.
In Arizona, Congresswoman Martha McSally won the GOP Senate primary to fill the seat vacated by the retiring Jeff Flake. President Trump announcing on Twitter this morning the pending departure of White House counsel Don McGahn, saying he'll leave his post in the fall after a Senate vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Keeping the financial pressure on Iran. Latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The United States and Israel are teaming up to follow the money trail to Iran. In Washington on Tuesday, visiting Israeli Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon and U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin agreed to form a joint team of experts tasked with enforcing the economic sanctions imposed on Iran that are tech-related. Kahlon was quoted as praising the effectiveness of the American economic sanctions, which he says are proving themselves. The Islamic Republic no doubt figured prominently in discussions concerning bilateral cooperation against international money laundering and the financing of terror. Israel was the most vocal opponent of the 2015 Iranian nuclear agreement. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org. and to townhall.com. More than a dozen human rights groups firing off a letter to Google. They're urging the company not to offer censored internet search services in China.
The joint letter calls on Google's CEO to explain what the company is doing to safeguard users from the Chinese government's censorship and surveillance. That follows a letter earlier this month signed by more than 1,000 Google employees protesting the company's secretive plan to build a search engine that would comply with Chinese censorship. It also called on executives to review ethics and transparency at the company.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, calls her Tuesday meeting with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer a very good, constructive conversation about how to rework the North American Free Trade Agreement. Friedland says that she and her team plan to work this week in a full-steam effort, adding that both parties will start getting into the specifics today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, but the same great customer service. Good morning, Bear Bad Bob. And what's it look like? You know, here's we just no longer do weather reports. We do fire reports, air quality index, and other little things that go along with that.
Speaking of the weather, widespread haze, high near 87 today, overnight low. Actually, we're dropping down into the 50s overnight. Yeehaw. Same situation tomorrow. It'll be warming up for a couple of days, but we're not.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Hey, compared to the August, to the lost August,
oh my God,
we're starting to look pretty good.
Yeah, it does. We should all be cheering right now, because that also means it's going to be easier to fight these fires for our firefighters.
It will eventually rain, and that'll put an end to this, we hope, but then we have other problems. Highs are going to be in the 90s, overnight lows in the low 60s for the next several days. No rain in the forecast anytime soon. Currently 65 degrees in downtown Reading. Taking a look at the air quality monitors, Turtle Bay 82 is the PM2.5 reading, 91 in West Reading, which is not pristine, but is certainly not as hazardous. If you want to breathe deeply, go out to Palisadro, where the reading is down in the 60s. These particulates are not especially good for you. So when they get up past 200, then we've got some problems. Right now, though, looking pretty good. Shasta Lake about 72 feet from the top of the dam. Car fire is 97% and
contained.
Is 97% containment. The Hearst fire, which is the big one up by Shasta Lake on federal land, 31% containment. In both those cases, extremely rough terrain, making it difficult to fight those fires.
Yeah, the Hearst fire is getting bigger, of course, but it's not burning toward any people or buildings, except for the fishing camps.
Right now, they're just working on keeping it corralled. But as you know, the terrain there north of Shasta Lake is extremely rugged. It's pretty much corrugated, which makes it hard to get equipment in and out.
All right. Hey, all the weather, fire information, AQI, depth of the lake, all this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny have had that business for decades. It continues to expand. It continues to win awards for hiring veterans. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm here with Susan Eastman now from Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are trading in a narrow range as investors await further updates on lingering trade disputes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points, 26,094. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 2,907. The NASDAQ Composite is up 52 points at 8,082. Axis stocks this morning, Dick's Sporting Goods down $2.50 at $33.90 per share. Square up $3.97. Trading at $84.77, Hewlett Packard up $0.47 at $24.96. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 11 cents, trading at 38.65. Cornerstone Community Bancorp flat and trading at 18.75. Also Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $12.68 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.87%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.70 an ounce at 1,205. Silver positive 13 cents at 14.78 per ounce. Crude oil at 38 cents, trading at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, the NAFTA thing was huge, huh?
Yes.
Hey, how long would it take me to learn what you know, I mean, or at least part of what you know? I mean, could I, like, get into the business and, you know, actually make a dollar in, what, 5 or 6 years? No. Okay.
You have to be patient and steady. Patient and steady.
You know what, Susan?
Strike
one. Strike two.
Come see me.
Okay.
Yep. I'll be here, let's see, 21 years. In September, 21 years.
Okay, so you're kind of, okay. I know I'd rather come to you. Right. I'd rather come to you to talk about it than try to learn it. I tell you that.
All right.
Susan Eastman.
Well, you have a great day. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Hey, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advice over at the Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call. 243-7561. She's been doing it for 21 years. Or you could call me, and I slept at the Holiday Inn Express last night, and I can give you all the information you need for all your financial investments. Hey, I just want to, before we start with our guest here from the SBA, FEMA SBA, is I got the nicest thing from George Ann Moore. It was a beautiful card. And she gave me three books. I talked about this last hour, but I want to talk about it again. George Ann Moore presented me with three books and that her husband had collected. Her husband was a veteran and had passed away a couple years ago, or last year, I'm sorry. And he had, you know, very much into history and especially with aircraft. Well, she gave me three beautiful books that he had had. And one was called Guadalcanal Diary, which is the first battle that the Marine, you know, that the Americans had in the offensive in World War II. And then another one was about a Marine fighter pilot or test pilot that jumped out of an airplane because it was starting to come apart at 30,000 feet in a thunderstorm and stayed aloft for over 30 minutes before he hit the ground. Think about that one. And then the last one was written by a guy named Bott. And from World War I and the air squadrons through that, which is really interesting. So thank you so much, Jordan, for that. It was very, very, very thoughtful of you, and it touched me. Hey, speaking of getting touched.
Where are we going with that?
Yeah, I was going to say that the county of Shasta and all of Northern California has been touched by fire here. You know what? You know, you guys have got to stop thinking like this. Was it the Alameda story about them doing away with the dress code? Was it that one?
I think that started the descent.
The descent into insanity here. I think of it being, being kissed by the dragon, the fire dragon. And did you see that photo of the fire? It looked just like a dragon. I don't know if you saw that, Chelsea.
No.
Somebody took a photo, and it looked like a dragon. You know, the head and the mouth open like that.
That wasn't a Weekly World News thing.
No. This is from around here. So, of course, since then, we've had the FEMA has rolled in here. They're down at the old Kmart building, and we've had FEMA on once already. Now this is our second time. We're having the other part of you all on Friday, but this is Chelsea Irvine, and she is the Federal Disaster Loans for businesses of all sizes, private nonprofits, homeowners, and renters. This is a small business administration, and people don't, you know, they know about the business.
Right.
But the rest of it's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of kind of misconceptions about what the SBA does during disasters because everybody knows the SBA as your help to start and grow your business. But the SBA Office of Disaster Assistance is actually a completely different entity from that. And we're kind of a sister organization to FEMA. So where FEMA provides immediate needs assistance, the SBA Office of Disaster Assistance is the primary source of long-term recovery money for those businesses, private nonprofits, homeowners and renters that are uninsured or underinsured after a disaster. And what we're getting the word out about is that, as a matter of fact, we do probably 85, and in this case, I've just looked at the numbers this morning, closer to 90% of the loans that we're doing up here are to homeowners and renters, and a significant portion of that is actually renters. And so for homeowners, we offer up to $200,000 to repair or replace a primary residence. And then for homeowners and renters, we offer up to $40,000 to replace all the personal property lost inside the home, you know, couches, clothes, things like that, and vehicles that were lost.
Is that a loan? That's a...
It's a loan. It's a direct federal loan that our tax dollars are paying for, that the money is allocated for this disaster recovery purpose. And because it's a direct federal loan, we're able to keep the interest rates far, far under market rate, which most homeowners and renters is 1.938. And the term is up to 30 years, like a mortgage. So let's say you're a homeowner, you completely lost your home, you don't have insurance. We're able to lend you up to $240,000 to replace your home and everything inside.
As long as you pass the background and...
No background checks.
Background, well, you know what I mean. The credit.
But right.
You've got to have some kind of credit score or something.
Exactly.
Right?
But because of the nature of disasters, we're able to be a little more flexible than your normal bank. So let's say you have a couple of issues with your credit 2 years ago and, you know, you were unemployed at the time, but you're employed now and things are great. If you can show us a reasonable assurance that you're going to pay us back, we'll make that loan. Actually, back during Katrina, I was working for the SBA then and I was processing the loan. So I was on the other end of this, the back end, working in a cubicle. And, you know, any time that people show that there was a need and that there was a reasonable assurance of repayment and an ability to repay, we'd make that loan. We want to get this money in as many people's hands as we can.
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of at the, you know, that's kind of at the point. And I'm sorry if you don't have, you know, homeowner's insurance for whatever reason like that. And you're living in a, trailer. You know what? But you still need a home.
Right.
You know what? This is, we waste more money in a second in this country than it would take to make these people whole again.
Right, and that's why this money is allocated from Congress for this purpose, to make sure that everybody is able to recover from these disasters. Yeah. And it's a great program that I think, you know, nobody knows about until after a disaster strikes.
Too late.
And, yeah.
Hey, we're here with Chelsea Irvine, who is she's the face of the Small Business Administration here at FEMA, and she's talking about how you can get whole again, or at least mostly whole, by going to the Small Business Administration. It doesn't mean your business, but also your home and renters also. That, you know, the rental property burnt down, but you took all your possessions with you. Maybe you didn't have renter's insurance.
A lot of people are caught without renter's insurance. I know most people that I've spoken with don't have insurance.
Really?
And this is exactly the loan for those folks. And, you know, if you get $20,000 at 1.938% over 30 years, your payment is next to nothing. And you're able to get back on your feet. And also, we have a five-month payment deferment. So after you sign your loan documents, you don't make a payment for 5 months.
Okay, I want to go back to that in a couple of minutes, but we have to take a break here, Chelsea. Chelsea's just full of information, and we'll just... Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, what they're doing is, if you had jewelry or things like that, you know, damaged in a fire, they're going to clean it for free. And if it's, you know, a minor repair, they're going to do it for free. They've been caught in fires, too. Henry and Rebecca, Leonard, who, you know, also is associated with Four Winds Jewelry. Head on down there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00. Take your stuff down there. Let them see it. They're gonna help you with it. Good people down there at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized.
personalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a full-service department. Whether you need a simple part or you're not sure what the problem is, we have the staff to advise you and locate the proper item. Shop where the contractors shop, with the backing of a complete service department to take care of installation and warranty needs.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned Brand Source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Reading Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Reading Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio without the music.
I had a song queued up, and then I squirreled.
Okay. Hey, we've been talking to Chelsea. We've been finding out she's a typical Sacramento type person. There, you know,
amazing.
They've never been outside the city.
Nothing north of Woodland to avoid.
No, they've been to the airport. Okay, everybody. Hey, welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, Sharon started this 15 years ago and has just done a tremendous job helping our community, veterans, and people of all incomes, that whether you need help for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. She'll come over and do a free consultation, in-home consultation. Make sure she puts together the right solution for a problem you may be having. That's Home Helpers. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm here with Chelsea Irvine, who is leading the team for the out of FEMA for the Small Business Administration. And what we've just learned in the first 15 minutes was that it's not just businesses. It's homes. It's renters. It's people that lost things. And they've got like 1.3. What is it, the interest rate?
It's 1.938, and actually I just got updated numbers from my staff, and so far we have approved almost $6 million in loans.
Whoa.
For homeowners and renters.
Okay, now, sometimes people are caught without renter's insurance.
Right.
But if you all are looking at the person, mm-hmm. and you're looking, you have to look at a credit rating, but you're also looking at it in such a way as that how can we help people get back?
Exactly. We understand that there are circumstances where people might have some dings on their credit, but if you can show us now with, you know, you're paying rent on time, you're paying your other bills on time, if there's any way we can work with you, we will. And another thing to mention, too, when it comes to approvals, and especially for renters and things like that, there are those people who apply for loans that a loan just isn't the best option for them. So the process goes, register with FEMA. They do immediate needs assistance. Then you come to the SBA. If we're unable to approve you for a loan, say you're on Social Security, because I know we have a lot of folks like that who, you know, lost everything but, you know, have a fixed income. If we're unable to approve a homeowner or renter for a loan, most of those people will then be referred back to FEMA for what's called other needs assistance. So it's kind of another opportunity for grant assistance. But a lot of people who don't think they'd qualify for a loan don't even go through this middle step of applying with the SBA. Mm-hmm. And that middle step is so important because either, surprisingly, you know, we can help most people. But if we can't, we want to get you some assistance so then you would have the opportunity to go back to FEMA. But people just first see SBA, I'm not a business, and keep on walking, or think they can't be approved for a loan.
Because
and
they've got bad credit or something. But, yeah. But you know what? You might. What you're saying is, okay, look, we really want to help you, so this is how we're going to do it. We're going to send you back through the process, you know, back through the beginning.
To FEMA.
And they're going to be looking at you for a grant.
Yeah,
to be able
exactly.
to help people. And $20,000 to some people, that's all the money in the world.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what this money is there for. It's to help everybody that we can get through this recovery period. And so that's why it's important. Register with FEMA. Apply with SBA. You can apply online. Our application is really easy. Just go to sba.gov/disaster. Or we have our Disaster Recovery Center. The hours just changed yesterday, and it's open 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday. So we're having Sundays closed now. But our staff is there to help you through the application process.
You've given away $6 million. I'm sorry.
Lent.
You've lent $6 million.
Yes.
So who have you loaned this money to?
It's all homeowners and renters. We don't have any businesses just yet because those take a little bit longer to process. But, yeah, we've had almost 60 loans approved for just about $6 million.
Wow.
So all those people now will sign their loan documents. You can sign your loan documents at the Disaster Recovery Center. And after you sign that document, you're able to take the first draw of $25,000. And then we just work with people through the process because we know, you know, right now it's debris removal, and that's going to take some time. And then it's contractors and things like that. And we just want people to know that even if they are approved, like any of these people who have their loan approved already, you never have to take it. It's kind of just sitting there in case you need it, in case your insurance doesn't cover everything, in case you need that extra little push to get you back to fully recovered. So we want to remind people that, you know, if you think there's any chance that you might have an underinsured loss, or if you're uninsured and there might be some financing that you'll need down the line, this is the cheapest money that
you
can get.
What if you have people have high deductibles?
We can also lend for the deductible. Yeah. These loans are really flexible.
So if somebody has because I'm just talking to somebody, just say, hey, I've got a $5,000 deductible on my house, and I don't, but he did. And so he's had to do things like he totally had to, you know, they're having to redo the pool and all that because right. The pool is just, because they were like a block away. And if you saw the ash and you saw the stuff in the air around here, if you've been out there
right.
And on the ground, it's just totally, you know, and people, oh, he had a pool. Yeah, he had a pool, but it's ruined. And so you had to drain it, and now they have to fix it. But other things, too. The house, the air ducts, the roofs of the homes are covered with this stuff. But you get a $5,000 deductible. That could be a problem.
Right, right. And we can lend for deductibles. And, again, it's at that 1.938.
1.93, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, another thing to mention, a couple of things. I know there's a lot of people who are deciding maybe they want to move to a different neighborhood here because it's going to take a while to rebuild. These loans can be used for relocation. And another thing is I know that a lot of people might have mortgages already on their property. And so we actually have an option for people where if you already have a mortgage and you had a total loss of your home, there's an opportunity to refinance the current mortgage that you have up to the amount of our verified loss, up to that $240,000 cap. So you could potentially refinance your current mortgage, get our loan, and then have it all at 1.938. So that's another thing that some people don't know who are in that, you know, I already
what
have
if
a mortgage.
What if your house is worth more than that?
If it's worth more than that?
Okay, say you've got a $350,000 house.
Right.
And the mortgage on it. And so, but you'll loan up to $250,000.
Up to $240,000.
Or $240,000. So they come in there and they can say, look, I've got to replace my house and, you know, my insurance and it only goes up to a certain amount.
Right.
That, you know, but it's going to cost me more than that. So it's, I guess that's underinsured.
Yeah.
So you'll give them up to $240,000, but then they've got their loan is still then it's going to be less at a higher rate. But they'll get the one loan though.
Right. We can do up to $240,000 if that's your eligibility with us into one loan with your other $240,000. So it's basically like $500,000. For 1.938. It's just something that when we get through the process, just talk to your loan officer about it. And it's an option that people don't know about because, and also we don't care if you have any equity in your home. We're not an equity lender. We're cash flow. We're, you know, that none of that stuff matters because it's, you know,
okay. So you've got a house that's worth $400,000 and you've got $200,000 in equity.
It doesn't
matter.
You don't
care.
We don't care.
You're just going to loan for the $400,000,
right.
Like $240,000 and then whatever that is.
Right. We don't care about that.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
These are things that people don't know about.
Well, and that's why I'm here, and thank you for having me again. And it's just so important to spread the word. If anybody knows anybody that was affected, and your home didn't have to burn down. It could be, like you're saying, the air ducts or the roof or things like that where, you know, you're going to have to take out a line of credit or put it on a credit card. This money is here for everybody. And if you get a loan, it doesn't affect anybody else's ability to get a loan. This money isn't going to run out. It's allocated by Congress. If they need more, they'll get more. And I just would recommend everybody.
I would like my checking account to be like that. Yeah. I would like to have a few more. Thank you, ma'am. A little more, please.
Wanted to ask a quick one. The postcards have started arriving already. Your property could be contaminated. Call our law office today. That couldn't go in the shredder fast enough.
Oh, no, right. They started. I think probably the fire was still going on. We were getting them.
Well, and you know what's important to mention on that is when you register with FEMA, if you go to the Disaster Recovery Center and they do it on the computer right there, they can see immediately that somebody else has already registered with your Social Security number if that's happened.
By the way, I was out looking at a place the other day, and two FEMA people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was standing there with the owner. We were just, you know, looking at it. And they said they were looking for a person, a specific person. And this guy's owned this house for years. And he goes, they don't live there. And they go, are you sure? And they give the name again and said, is this so-and-so? And he goes, yeah. And they said, well, obviously somebody has given a false address for fraud. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. But somebody's already signed up saying, oh, my property was destroyed, and this is my address. I mean, and this was not like a place downtown. This was out in Anderson. Yeah. So it was interesting. If two female agents out there said we couldn't get a hold of them, so we came out to see if we could help.
Right.
I thought that was interesting. Okay, we can't get a hold of you. Well, we're going to go out and look and see if we can get a hold of you and to help you and then to find out. And she said, oh, no, this is like the sixth one for them.
Right.
But I want to talk about that when we get back a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. Did you have enough insurance? Were you underinsured? Did your insurance agent really know what they were doing? But Judy Maxwell does. Judy Maxwell's been doing this for a long time. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy's been on the show before to talk about what you need to do and make sure your adjuster does. It's Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located on Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. And as Bob likes to say, it's next to that, you know, what's that pet, that big pet store down there, you know. So Bob knows it from there. I know it because it's close to BevMo. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Chelsea Irvine.
Are you tired of breathing smoke day after day? Don't you wish your house had that fresh smell like after a good rain? Well, now you can get that and more. Take control of your indoor air quality now by reducing airborne pollutants and odors that can contribute to headache, fatigue, lung irritation, and allergies. It also takes away allergy triggers from particulates such as pollen, mold spores, dander, and dust. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, and ask about their latest technology in air purification systems. They're fast, easy, and affordable to install in any new or existing AC or heating system. Call Aero Service today, 221-4691, for a free estimate. Mention this ad and receive 10% off installation of your new air purification system. Aero Service heating and air conditioning experts have been servicing Shasta County for over 40 years. Call 221-4691. That's 221-4691.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460, 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 29th of August. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is what happens when you have huge fires. It just sucks the whole month away.
Yeah.
64 degrees. Yeah, 64 degrees going up to 87 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, their veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a cool place. Going down there if you haven't had a haircut down there lately. This is where everybody hangs out at, too. You can find out what's going on in the town. Just sit there and listen. Okay, we're here with Chelsea Irvine, who is the representative for the Small Business Administration here at FEMA. And she's just been telling us they've already written checks for $6 million to people that need it to get their homes redone. People may be underinsured or not insured, or they just need some extra help there. If you've got, they will also help you redo mortgages on these at 1.9% interest, something like that, which is a little bit lower than probably what everybody's getting. Also, renters that didn't have insurance are underinsured. Again, underinsured is a big thing. I know one thing from this fire is I called my insurance company and said, okay, where am I? And we went through the whole list of things. One of the things I was surprised to hear, if you have guns, if they're stolen, you're out of luck unless you have it on a special rider. If it's with the company I'm with, if they burn, it's considered personal property. And they will replace, you know, the guns. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't have any, like, collectibles, but I know people that did, that had real collectibles. And, you know, that as long as I think that they had them documented, they can get some money for it. Anyway, Chelsea, what's the rest of this good news? You're just a fountain of information here.
Well, another really important part, because of how the car fire burned and the damage specifically for this disaster, is that one of the loans that we offer is what's called an economic injury disaster loan. And what that means is it's working capital for businesses who weren't physically affected by the fire, but their businesses are struggling. So I've spoken to, you know, rafting companies, vacation rentals, an auto body store, somebody who runs a daycare. And the disaster really has all these ripple effects of other businesses who didn't burn down, didn't suffer any of that kind of damage, but are struggling right now. So we...
Because of all the cancellations and all this, like Lakehead. Lakehead's in the middle of a tough time out there.
Yeah, everywhere around here. I mean, just driving around, you can see in a lot of the restaurants and things like that.
Well, it's any business that relies on... And I hate to say this because we're in this, but in advertising, you know. Yeah. So if you've got something like that, and the businesses, this is where the ripple effect starts. Mm-hmm. People that usually will advertise, you know, or sponsor a football game. Well, they're not able to do that now, so that cuts back on the ability to do that. So you're saying is then, if you've had a business and it's been impacted by this fire.
Right. So if you have a small business or a private nonprofit that has suffered economically, not physically damaged, but suffered economically, we can offer up to $2 million, but it doesn't have to be $2 million. It can be $5,000 or whatever you need to pay your ongoing expenses during this recovery period. Most of those loans are made at 3.61% with that same five-month payment deferment for up to 30 years. And, you know, every day I'm talking to people who are referred by other people, and they give me the story of, you know, people aren't coming to buy car stereos because, you know, their home just burnt down. So they're not spending their money here on these other things that they usually do. Or the rafting company had a bunch of cancellations, and then people think that the entire, you know, Northern California is on fire right now, so people are canceling their further future reservations. So these loans are made for paying staff, paying your ongoing bills like rent and your lease and keeping your lights on during this recovery period. And a lot of businesses who weren't physically affected don't realize that these loans are available. And it's actually not just available even in Shasta County. It's Shasta County and then Lake County and then all the counties that touch those counties. So Lassen, Modoc, Plumas, Siskiyou, Tehama, Trinity, Calusa, Glen, Lassen, Mendocino, Sonoma, Napa, and all the way to Yolo, which is almost, you know, where I'm from. So anybody in those 14 counties who has been indirectly affected by this fire can apply for these loans at 3.61, which any business owner knows that's way,
good.
Way below that's any rates you'd normally get.
That's great. Okay. Wow. The So, of course, all of Northern California has been on fire.
Yep.
So, I mean, and it still is, and it's not going to stop.
Right.
Okay. So, we've talked about, okay, so businesses that weren't touched physically by the fire but were impacted. Now, how do they prove this?
Well, you just show us your income this month over last year, and we look at profit and loss and things like that, and you just explain, here's where I was. And I know a lot of businesses usually – August and September are their big, you know, cash flow months, and then that helps through the leaner, you know, winter months.
Sure.
And so you can show us from last year where you were and where you are this year, and then that we go on what you tell us and what those documents show. And I just think anybody who thinks they might end up, you know, putting things on credit cards or taking out a line of credit or something like that, apply for this loan, have it there just in case you need it, because you don't want to get to the point where your credit cards are maxed out at 12% and then think, ooh, maybe I should apply for this loan. Get it started today. You don't have to take it, but it can be there just in case.
When did you last have a credit card at 12%? You probably do, right? Yeah. Hey, Bob, people with credit cards at 12%, I thought they were all like 23%.
Yeah.
I mean,
or Capital One.
It depends if you have a really good rating.
Oh, I guess if you pay your bills and all that, you work for the government.
But even if you have a line of credit on your home, it's always going to be more because these are able to be under market rate because they're direct federal loans paid for by our tax dollars that are there for this specific purpose. So anybody who thinks they might potentially need that assistance, don't go take out a line of credit. Don't put it on your credit card and max it out. Apply for this loan. Have it there just in case. You don't need to take draws, but once you're approved, you can, whenever you need it, have it there just in case as your kind of contingency plan if the need arises. And it's any kind of business. There's no regulations on certain businesses or not other businesses. Like I said, it can be vacation related. It can be, you know, the coffee shop down the street. It can be, you know, a daycare center, anything like that. I've talked to quite a few different businesses, and just go and apply. Apply online at sba.gov/disaster or go to our disaster recovery center at the old Kmart, and we can help you through the process.
I mean, it's a great idea. You know what? This is, you're just, you know, this information is such that what FEMA is saying and what Chelsea is saying here is that we're here to help you, and we're going to find a way to help you if you've been touched by this fire, by this disaster. And it's not just your local disaster. This is, you know, the president himself has said this is a disaster. You know, those aren't given out everywhere.
No, it has to be presidentially declared in order to unlock all these programs. Well, especially with FEMA. FEMA doesn't come here unless it's presidentially declared. We have some smaller ones where it's just SBA, but this reached the magnitude where the federal government stepped in and said, hey, we have this money here for you. We want to get you guys on the road to recovery, and here are the options available, which is why we're here talking to you.
Remember, Nick called last week asking, did places in Happy Valley that were affected by a fire the week before qualify? And unfortunately, I believe that it is strictly delineated by the date of the declaration.
You remember that phone call? You weren't here for that. There was probably somebody else. And the question was this: is Happy Valley caught on fire like 2 weeks before this did? And they were slammed too. And then this one started. Happy Valley doesn't.
What
fall
county is that in?
Right here in Shasta County.
Well, it's supposed to be for the start date of when the car fire started.
Yeah.
But you know, I would just apply and see if there's some overlap or something like that. But yeah, this was for the car fire and other related wildfires, which is why they added Lake County, because it kind of combined them together, because that one was part of Mendocino Complex fire.
What about this Hirsch fire that's going on right now?
It depends. Thankfully, it's mostly rural, like you guys were talking about, so not a lot of structures, because there is a threshold where FEMA's not going to come until you hit that certain threshold. Like, the FBA will come and do a little declaration for 25 homes completely lost, but to get FEMA out here, it's quite a bit higher.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, we're here with Chelsea Irvine, and from the Small Business Administration from FEMA. She's based out of Sacramento, one of the ones coming up here. And she has talked about, for the last 45 minutes, about how FEMA can help you.
And the SBA.
Well, FEMA, but specifically the SBA.
Right.
But you have to get down there to the old Kmart, and you've got to sign up.
Yep.
And you've got to see what is available, because there are things that she's talking about today that she didn't address last time that I didn't know about.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, Certified Chest Pain Center, Certified Primary Stroke Center. And when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back.
With friends for drinks, laughs, booze, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with Magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County Ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Paul Lindblad. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. August the 29th, 2018, at 64 degrees, going up to 87 today. Whoa! And it's going to be going to 58 tonight. Is that cool or what? I mean cool in every sense of the word.
We're getting back into sleeping.
Yeah, right, there we go.
Beautiful.
And, you know, not only that, but the fire's 97% contained for the car fire, but it's going to be raining. Or it's going to be burning for a long time. It's not getting bigger, but it's just going to keep burning in that area they've got it in. The Hearst fire is continuing to grow, but it's, I think, like 27% contained. Is that
37 as
37,
of this morning.
Okay, 37% contained.
About 36,000 acres.
Yeah, it's going to keep burning the terrain, but no, it's not in danger of burning any homes or towns.
People say,
or
why don't you just go in there and put it out? Trust me, yeah, this terrain looks like cardboard.
Well,
it's all
good. Just, you know what? Let it burn. Just, if it's not, let it burn, because it, you know, I hate to say that, but it cleans it out. And unfortunately, it's not a slow fire, it's a fast fire. Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. And SST Oil brings us this segment. SST Oil was on the front lines with the firefighters and law enforcement, making sure there's fuel out there for those bulldozers and firefighting equipment and all of this. They run 24 hours a day during these fires, not counting the other things they deliver, like all the millions of gasoline and fuel and diesel, kerosene that they have for throughout the state in Northern California and Oregon. But also, it's getting to be that time now as things are slowing down, is that those water heaters, your kerosene water heaters and your heaters, you can get 20% off right now, SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. That's 241-1167. And also, they're giving huge discounts on replacing heaters and water heaters. Okay? SST Oil. I'm here with Chelsea Irvine, who is from the Small Business Administration portion of FEMA, and she's just been chock full of information here today. She's going to be here for another month.
Yep.
Living in Sacramento, gets to run down home.
I'm living here until probably the 3rd of October, which it's been, you know, it's hard because we always come to these areas after a disaster. So, you know, we see all the areas that have burned and all that stuff, but I have to say, You people in Reading have been fantastic. I couldn't have had a more warm welcome, and, you know, all these signs thanking first responders. It's so amazing to see the gratitude, and everybody's been so kind to me and just there to help each other. And it's been really inspiring to see how resilient the community has been.
Well, you know, Reading's like this. You know, when the recession hit real hard, there was still a lot of, you know, things still have to go on. And
right.
People were still helping people. And with this one right here, I think that what we're going to see is everybody has their own little problems, that people pulling together to move forward. And people are very, very, they're very upbeat, and they're very much mean Shasta Strong as we move forward like
right.
this. Okay, now people have till October 3rd for housing-related.
Yes, so the deadline for physical damage for homeowners, renters, businesses of all sizes, and most private nonprofits is October 3rd to apply. So we really want to get everybody in there applying. You can apply online at sba.gov/disaster or go to the old Kmart at 2685 Hilltop. And the deadline for those economic injury disaster loans where, you know, you didn't have physical damage but your business is down and you need that little boost of working capital, that deadline isn't until May. But
till May, because you may not know right now because it's going to take it, it's going to extend out over. But you know now where your damage is.
Right, right.
As far as physical damage.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
But you can apply now and you don't have to take it right now. So we say if you there's any chance that you're going to have an uninsured or underinsured loss or if you've had an economic injury, apply now. And just as a reminder, for homeowners, it's up to $200,000 to repair or replace a primary residence. For homeowners and renters, it's up to $40,000 to replace all your personal property lost, including disaster damaged vehicles. And then for those businesses of all sizes and private nonprofits, it's up to $2 million for property damage. That can be inventory, equipment, machinery, real property, anything like that. Or for small businesses and most private nonprofits, for economic injury, it's up to $2 million, but it could be anywhere in that range. And the business loans are 3.61%, nonprofits are 2.5%, and as we mentioned, for homeowners and renters, it's 1.938%.
Oh, you're just telling us it's 5 minutes. I thought you raised your hand to ask a question.
That's a 5 minute mark.
Okay. So much information. If you have a question for Chelsea, give us a call, 605-4567. We've covered a lot of stuff. And what we're going to do is make sure it's on our – we'll be in our archives
right
there. And we'll put it on our – make sure we get a photo here. And we'll put it on our Facebook and the – you know, so people can listen to this. You can do that later.
Oh. But I can want to smile and talk at the same time. It's just really
you can
hard.
You do that. Okay.
I want to mention, too, because if people have questions, there is a community meeting tonight at 6 p.m. that they have asked me to come and speak at. And I'm not exactly sure.
Is that the one that's going to be the people from Santa Rosa coming in here?
You know, I actually am not sure who else. I only know that I'm going to be there, and I know it has to do with housing and that kind of stuff, and it's at City Council Chambers at 6.
Oh, okay, that's the City Council Chambers at 6. There's another one tonight also at the Board of Realtors from 6 to 7:30. It's always the same night. And these are people that came in from Santa Rosa, ahead of their, you know, like their citizens groups, that and they're going to talk about how the fire impacted them, of course, but then what they did afterwards, what worked and what didn't work. And it'd be interesting to see, get their take on what FEMA did and how FEMA was there and those kind of things. That might be interesting. But they are going to be on our show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. That same group that were there, that the Active 2030 Club of Reading is putting this on. It's going to be at the Shasta Board of Realtors building on Remera or something like that. Has nothing to do with the Shasta Board of Realtors. They're just looking for a spot for it. But tomorrow morning, these people from Santa Rosa will be right here, sitting where Chelsea is right now, to talk about what they found after the battle of the fire, what they did that worked right. The fact is there's only 7 to 10 houses up now out of the 2,500 destroyed. However, there's like, I think, something like 100 and something under construction and 700 more in the process. And these are things that it would be interesting to see what they're saying, and be interesting to see how FEMA interworked with people there.
Right, right. And to give you an idea of the scope, so we mentioned that we did have approved almost $6 million. Well, for that fire, it's up around $160 million that we've approved for homeowners and renters and businesses and nonprofits.
Santa Rosa is not a poor community, and it went right through the center of town there. I mean, of course, it touched out on people, on economic spectrum there, but still, how much?
It's over around $160 million that we've done, and that's why, and especially you talk about the recovery and how they're coming to talk, and some of the houses are just being rebuilt, and I know there's a story of, you know, somebody's house is actually built, but everywhere around them is not, so it's kind of, you know, and that's...
Daniel, what kind of impact, you know, these are things, too, that it would be interesting about FEMA. Okay, I now have my house here. and I've got three other houses that aren't. It's scraped to the mineral. How much? What does that do to property values in that neighborhood?
It's hard to tell, but it just really hits home the fact that this recovery process takes time. And that's why when people think, oh, I got this covered, I'll be fine, my insurance. That's why we always say just apply just in case, because it could be a year down the road and you have these code required upgrades and you have all these other expenses that you don't realize right now. Mm-hmm. So go in, apply, have this loan in your back pocket in case you need it, and then take it from there. So at least you're not caught unaware a year from now needing 15 grand or 50 grand and you have it there just in case. So it'll be really interesting to hear what they have to say as you know, a community that just went through this a year
ago. Well, you can just tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460, you can on your radio or your computer or your phone.
I'll be listening.
Okay. Chelsea Irvine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for being proactive about this thing. Because we've got so many people cycling through trying to get all this information out. But you came out with stuff that people need to know by October 3rd, though.
Yep.
If you had physical damage to your home, and your rent, you know, your renting and your possessions and all that, you have to by October 3rd get that. You've got to register by then.
Yes, you can register online at sba.gov/disaster or go to our recovery center at the old Kmart.
There you go.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chelsea.
Thank you.
I hope someday you get to go up and you see Whiskeytown. When it hasn't been burnt down and all that.
Beautiful anyway, and everything's been great. And that blue sky today is really making the day wonderful.
Cool. Yep. Okay, everybody. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to have the gents up from Santa Rosa. We're going to talk about plans that work, plans that didn't work. Down there, and their recovery efforts. I think it's going to be an interesting show, among other people that we have on here tomorrow.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.